This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 10th here at Gillette Stadium. Kickoff weekend in the National Football League. Saints and Vikings got it going last night in a ugly affair. But football's back, baby.
Are you going to make it through this podcast?
I don't think I am. Why don't you read these releases?
Energy. You need energy.
My eyes are watering. I'm sick to start
the
season.
What do you need to know? They cut it down to 53. Yeah, they picked up a couple of jacks from other teams. Come on. What do you need?
I'm hurt. That injury report that you read at the end of this put
You're
me
gonna
on
You're going to be
it.
On there? You're gonna
Questionable.
Be doubtful?
Sinus.
Doubtful? Okay. Moving back to last week, September 3rd, the Patriots waived two veterans, Eric Gajcik, Damian Lewis. A little bit of a surprise on the Damian Lewis front, I would say, Paul. I was kind of shocked to see that name.
Yeah, I was surprised that it was Friday. That was all. I expected him to get cut.
Next day,
Bob's Furniture didn't.
That's true.
Next day, Patriots
great sponsor that they are
released 20 players. And put safety Brandon McGowan on injured reserve. The 20 players were Sam Aiken, Eric Alexander, Sergio Brown, Derek Burgess, George Bussey. Which Butler was this one?
Carson.
Carson Butler. That's right.
Which
I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember
was
the guy's
Darius,
name.
Because he's starting on Sunday.
I couldn't remember the guy's name. Thomas Clayton, Buddy Farnham, Darnell Jenkins, Ted Larson, Rob Myers, Rich Ornberger, Rod Owens, Zach Robinson, Chris Taylor, Ross Ventrone, Thomas Welch, D'Angelo Williams. Sorry, I couldn't remember the guy.
Willingham.
D'Angelo Willingham.
It
Thomas
actually
Williams.
Says Willingham. You only have to come up with the first name.
And Pierre Woods. They only go with the last names. It's hard to forget these guys that we don't talk about that often. The following day, September 5th, they executed two trades.
Well, you could have read the paragraph and just read it across at the top.
Suppose I could have done that, too. Thanks, Paul. It's late on a Friday.
I thought it would go better if, you know, my eyes are watering. I passed it off to him. Apparently not.
Yeah, this podcast has already gone longer than I was hoping.
All right. So the next day, September 5th, they execute two trades, acquiring Jarrad Page from the Kansas City Chiefs and Tracy White from the Philadelphia Eagles. Linebacker, Tracy White. Safety, Jarrad Page. Both for undisclosed draft picks. They also...
White was for a 2012, I believe, though, right? One of them was for a 2012 undisclosed pick.
It doesn't say that in the release, no.
I believe
that might have been a report.
I believe
thereafter.
That is the differentiation there in those two picks, but go ahead.
Right. They also picked up undrafted rookie free agent Steve Mannieri, a tackle who'd been let go from Houston.
They claimed him off waivers.
Off waivers, and they waived Tyrone McKenzie.
Correct.
Who ended up passing through waivers and ended up back on the practice squad. Couple of days later, on September 6th, they signed four players officially to the practice squad. Sergio Brown, Darnell Jenkins, Rich Ornberger, guys they had cut. And they re-signed Sean Crable, who hadn't been around since the eve of training camp.
The most stunning practice squad transaction in the history of the Belichick era.
Indeed. They also, the next day, signed two more players. Javaris James, running back, cousin of Edgerrin James. And tight end Jerron Mastrud.
Don't get too used to him.
Don't get too used to that name because after one practice, he was let go. And on September 7th, cornerback Tony Carter, linebacker Tyrone McKenzie, as mentioned earlier, and cornerback Prince Miller were signed to the practice squad. Mastrud was released. So that's a busy flurry of activity over the last Labor Day weekend.
I think we should talk about Burgess.
Well, the
we
most
boil
surprising,
it all down to yeah,
right. That's all the moves. Obviously,
that's all the moves.
The most surprising would have to be considered Derek Burgess, who, when he finally did return to practice, was entrenched as the starter at left outside linebacker, opposite Tully Bantakane. He was there from basically the first day that he was here. He was there for the Atlanta Falcons mm-hmm. preseason game, the St. Louis Rams preseason game, and the New York Giants preseason game, and now he is no longer a Patriot.
And for you know, one reason I think is because, like Andy today, he was showing a lack of energy throughout his return to the team after his.
He didn't look good.
His how do we even term it? His self-imposed absence or?
Well, he said he had personal issues.
Right,
I'm not going to doubt that until I find out information.
But I mean, it was his decision not to be here. It wasn't a team decision that they had cut him or
supposedly
anything.
Supposedly pondered retirement.
Right. He was sort of on the fence. And
well, now he's been put in a team-imposed retirement.
Now he's been in a team-imposed retirement.
That request came from Bill Belichick.
But the bottom line is it was stunning because they have nobody there. They have four bodies now, Rob Ninkovich,
and they
Marcus
not only
Morrell.
Cut him, they cut Pierre Woods, who just another body who's at least been in the system
started
for
five
several
games
years.
Last year. Yep. Between Adalys Thomas, Pierre Woods, and Derek Burgess, those were your starters last year for much of the season at outside linebacker. You've decided you don't want any of them. You'd rather go with Jermaine Cunningham, Rob Ninkovich, Marcus Morrell, and Tali Bantakane, who's the returning guy.
And the good news is, and we'll move to the injury stuff, I'm sure, before we finish, but Jermaine Cunningham returned this week after missing about a month with a high ankle sprain, a reported high ankle sprain.
Good news after a extended bad absence.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we all had really high hopes for him.
Absolutely.
I don't know how you still can, because we've seen how much missing for a rookie, missing that huge
especially
amount of training
especially a guy trying
time.
To make a transition.
I don't know how you can think he's going. He won't be what he could have been. Doesn't mean he won't be good. But
doesn't mean he
won't
eventually become what he.
In my mind,
been,
if he's good, he would have been better had he been out there for training camp practices. Whatever he does, add plus two to it, what it could have been.
So if he has 28 sacks, I'm going to assume he would have had 30.
Yep.
And he said plus two.
Well, two was kind of a general.
Okay.
Good news for the Patriots, though, is they seem to be getting healthier as week one approaches.
Except me.
Well, yeah, except for you.
Do you want me to call a priest?
Maybe.
Only two players are listed as being out. Now that the final participation report has been participation and injury report, they're now calling it this year.
Well, on Friday, it becomes the injury report.
Right. Nick Kazier.
I was trying to make this longer.
I just want to see if your head will actually leave your shoulders.
Nick Kazier with the back injury hasn't been seen since day two, I believe, of training camp. He's out. Terrence Wheatley, the cornerback, has a foot injury. And just when it looked like he was starting to overcome some of the injuries that have plagued him over the years, and actually playing well and playing himself into a contributing role, he's listed as out for this game. Not good news for him. However,
it could be big. I know people would probably poo-poo it, but that could be interesting.
I don't know how you can. They only have five cornerbacks listed on the roster. And one of those guys is Kyle Arrington, who has really yet to play a snap, in my opinion, of cornerback in a real game.
And the other
and,
guy.
By the way, he's also on this injury report.
Listed as questionable, although he did return to full pads duty this week.
So you lose two of those guys with Wheatley and Arrington. It leaves you Wilhite, McCourty, and Butler. And I don't know if you're going to move a safety down there. We've talked about that in PFW in Progress all week.
Merriweather.
You're pretty thin and inexperienced at that spot.
All right. Julian Edelman, who's been out with a foot injury for quite some time now, too. He's back in uniform this week, finally, but also listed as questionable, as is Lawrence Maroney, who just can't seem to catch a break. Thigh injury is keeping him in limited action, but he was back finally in full pads the last couple of days. Questionable, though. Everyone else probable who's listed on this report, Ron Brace, Tom Brady, who we'll get to in a minute, Jermaine
Cunningham. Right shoulder.
Yes, right shoulder again, and nothing else. Brandon Dedrick, Aaron Hernandez, the aforementioned Jarrad Page, Myron Pryor, and Matthew Slater. All
Page
of them,
was added today, by the way. I'm
yes,
not sure if you
with
saw
a,
that.
Back condition.
Probable.
And we already talked about Cunningham, but Brady, interesting because just yesterday he was involved in a car accident. Very lucky to escape unharmed. Could have been a lot worse for him. But he showed up a little bit late to work, was at practice in full pads, took part in everything, and he's, by all indications, going to be ready to go on Sunday.
And, by all indications, is ready or has already signed a $72 million contract extension, a four-year deal that'll keep him in New England through 2014 on the roster report for the next 5 years. Every Friday when we come down here, Paul Perillo, we'll be talking about Tom Brady, which is
can
good news.
Can you guarantee that?
No, but I can guarantee, according to reports, that he's going to get $48.5 million of that $72 million.
That was a little like,
season.
I don't want to make any assumptions, but I'm assuming he's going to make $48.5 million.
But obviously that's the biggest of news. The best of news, and everything's settled. It seems pretty clear that he wanted to get it done before the opener Sunday at 1. He got his way. He got his money. And Patriots fans will get their wish with Tom Brady staying in New England for the next 5 years.
Yeah, and again, can't reinforce enough that he's very fortunate to have gotten out of that surreal.
He's drove an Audi.
Surreal
it's a commercial
day.
For Audi. He walked away, ready to do his job.
He got Audi.
Good curse, jinx.
He got Audi without any problems.
That's right.
And that's going to do it for this roster report. It's been a busy week, fellas.
Really an end on that.
Nice. I was just excited. One final thing for the Bengals, not our roster, but that Antoine Odom thing is still something to watch for over the weekend. He admitted that he did test positive for a banned substance, although he says it was not a steroid.
Test, right?
Was not a steroid or a PED.
Never is.
And he says he is appealing, but I guess we'll have to see what happens. He could be out of that game on Sunday.
That could
make a difference, yeah. All right, so week one's coming up. We're excited, and we'll be back next Friday with another roster report. Andy needs to go take some Sudafed, and we need to go home.
That's a banned substance.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Living life like an ocean. But now the current's only pulling me down. It's getting harder.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.